Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, so I see here that you completed all your requirements and you requested to be paid from the 18th. Is that correct?
From where?
The 18th of October?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we can comply with that. I will send you a timesheet to your email that you can fill out from that day. Please complete it by today so that you can still get paid by this Friday, okay? And I'm also going to, I just wanted to verify your direct deposit information quickly, okay? So
Okay.
now the last four digits of the account number, I have 2493. Is that correct?
Well, I'm actually not into that account right now.
Okay, so I'll
But
just
I
include that in the email and you'll just double check that. It should be correct.
got you.
Okay, great. And I also wanted to create a schedule. So your patient is approved 56 hours a week. So do you currently have a schedule that you're working?
It's 8 to 3, excuse me, 8 to 4.
8 to 4. Okay, and that's 7 days a week.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so you should be good to go. You'll have your coordinator reach out to you tomorrow to show you how to clock in and out. So from every day, from the 18th through tomorrow, you can fill out a timesheet and then speak with her. You'll be able to start clocking in and out. Her name is Valeria, and I'm going to include her contact information in the email so you'll know who will be reaching out.
Okay, so you said I'm doing a time sheet from the 18th up until today, correct?
Up until tomorrow, because realistically, she won't be reaching out to you before 8, where she's not even in then.
Okay, so you do not want me to submit it to you by the end of this today, then?
You should submit it by the end of today, and then tomorrow you'll submit for that day only. That way, basically, you get paid every week for the previous week that you worked. So in this case, Friday, you should be getting paid for the 19th and the 20th because Monday started the new week. So I want you to get paid for those 2 days. So really, those 2 days we need a timesheet for. The other days can technically wait until the end of the week. You understand?
Okay, so don't do for the 18th, because I thought you said do it from the 18th.
Do it from the 18th. Fill out a timesheet for the 18th and the 19th by tonight, okay? The other days, if you want, can wait because we're not, either way, we're not going to pay for those days until next week, Friday.
Okay.
So just
Okay.
focus on the 18th and the 19th, and you can fill it out until today, really, because you're filling it out basically after 5, after 4. So yeah, you can fill it out through today, but just don't fill it out for tomorrow. You
Okay.
understand what I'm
All
saying?
right. I got you.
Yeah,
I have
okay,
a
great.
question for you. So sometimes I fill in for a cousin of mine who gets services. What would be, how do you guys deal with a caretaker having more than one client?
That's not a problem. You can work up to 112 hours per week.
Okay. All right. And I guess who would I speak to in regards to that, I guess.
So I can give you a number from one of our marketers. There is a referral bonus if you bring another client on. If you'd like, I can give you her contact information.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And she would be the person who deals with like the current client's coordinator and communicate between them.
So this is a woman from the marketing team, so she'll be able to help get a new client on board. The coordinator, her name is Valeria. Valeria will be the one, the payroll coordinator for your current client, Navora. So
Okay.
she'll be making sure that everything looks okay on your paycheck every week.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's two different people. Sarah's from marketing and Valeria's from payroll.
Okay.
So I'll give you Sarah's number now.
All
Let
right,
me know
thank
when you're
you.
ready. Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Her number is 267. 551.
Okay.
7418.
And this is Sarah's number, right?
Yes, it's a direct line, and there is a texting line to that, so you can text that as well.
And she's the coordinator.
Yes. Yeah, she'll be able to help if you have any new clients that you'd like to onboard. All right. So I'm also just one more thing. I'm just going to send you another email that's going to give you access to ExcelForce. ExcelForce is the website that we use where you can see your pay stubs every week. So you get paid Friday, so they usually come out Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. So it'll include password and an email, so you'll be able to get to it from there. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, so you should be good to go. You can let Navarro know that you're officially starting, and just make sure to fill out those timesheets. It's okay. An online form, so you'll click submit on the bottom, and then it'll go directly to us.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you have a good one.
Thank you. Do the same as well.
You're welcome. Bye.